Welcome back to the Turley Frequency with host Kevin Turley. The phone lines are open, so call now at 888-928-0881. That's 888-928-0881. And share with us your thoughts and prayer intentions as we navigate this complicated world together. And now, your host of the Turley Frequency, Kevin Turley.
Hello and welcome back. It's great to have your company on this Monday morning. I hope your Monday morning is going well, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. It's Monday. You're alive. Give thanks. Let's give thanks. Let's play the devil at his own game by giving thanks and praise on this Monday as if it was Friday afternoon or Saturday or Sunday, whatever day of the week you like. Let's praise the Lord for all his many, many good things. I told you about me complaining once. I was walking along the street. I was walking past a children's hospital, and I'd forget what was on my mind, but I was complaining about something, and I looked down a side street, and there was a father stood with his little daughter who was in a wheelchair waiting for a bus in the rain. And I remember thinking, Kevin, you've got nothing to complain about. Let's give thanks. Let's give thanks this morning to God for all his many, many gifts that he continues to shower upon us. One of which is this prayer, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, every single day. And in it, I am graced to be with great people, prayer warriors who come in, pray for you each day. So let's find out today, who is our prayer warrior?
What better way to get our week started than with Miss Kay Rim on the phone with us?
Kay, welcome back to the Turley Frequency.
Thanks, Kevin. It's always good to hear your voice. God bless you.
It's very good to hear yours. Now, you're always on the line. Do you ever actually come into the Fair Hope? Have you ever been to the Archangel Radio Studios?
No. I mean, I've been over there, but no. I live in Mobile, and I go to 8 o'clock Mass every day, except on Wednesdays. So maybe I'll have to schedule Wednesday to be on the show, and then that way I can drive over. But because I'd love to see Ellen and Todd and Mike and Reed and everybody. But no, I'm... I'm still in Mobile, but one day I will come over here.
No. Listen. We're very, very glad to have you in Mobile, and we're very glad to have you on the telephone as always, Kay. It's great to hear your voice on this Monday morning. Now, you don't strike me as somebody who ever gets the Monday morning blues.
No. No, I really don't. One, I'm a morning person. I really am. Mm-hmm. Now, you can ask all my siblings and anybody in the family, don't call me after 9 o'clock because I'm usually up in the morning by about 4:15 or 5 o'clock. But listen, I want to ask you real quick, too, going on the way to church this morning, you know, Reed and Mike do the sound bites and stuff, and there was one on you with you that, and I didn't get to write it down, but it was something about, get mad, get sad, but get praying or something. And it was just a short little thing. Do you remember what you said?
No, I don't. But what we're going to do is I'm going to get Reed at some point in the next 30 minutes. Reed, would you mind tracking that down at some point, whatever that little sign bite was?
It was just three. It was just real sweet because it said, you know, not to get mad, not to get sad, but get praying or something like
Kevin.
That. And I thought, man, I got to write that down. But I was riding it, so I didn't want to stop and But anyway, and the guy that you just had on was awesome. I only caught the very tail end of it, but I'm definitely going to look him up. I want to make sure, is it www.studio.316.com? Is that correct?
That is, let me just find that for you, okay, so I give
okay,
it to you
buddy.
Properly. Www.studio316.com, that's it. That'll bring you there.
Yeah.
And
okay.
He's got lots of resources for young people, primarily aged between 7 years and 12. That's the sort of target area they're going for, 7 till 12.
Good.
So,
Well,
and,
I've got a lot
as
of great
heard,
nieces and nephews that age. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, I'm fine.
And there's also lots of stuff on YouTube videos and things that Chevin's doing. And you also heard that he's performing in front of the Pope in World Youth Day.
Yes. I know. I think that's wonderful. He is so energetic and just. I mean, the part I heard, I just loved it. I mean, God bless him, and I will definitely be praying for him. I think you said, is it August the 4th he'll be performing?
August 4th. That's right. He will be performing.
Right.
Will you be
right.
going? Will you be going right. yourself this year? Okay.
No, I'm not. Are you?
No, me neither. No, I'm far too old to go to World Youth Day.
No, you're never too old.
I'm going to the World Not So Youth Days, whenever they start those. Whenever they start the World Old People's Days, it'll be a much better occasion.
Hey, buddy, that's right. You and I both can go to those, but I'm older than you. But that's all right. It's all in your mind. You still got to be young at heart.
Listen, Kay, you and I, where we're headed, it doesn't matter how old you are, because you immediately go back to your best self. So I'm easy
exactly.
with getting old. It doesn't bother me in the slightest. Good. Yeah. Well, listen, I know you will have brought with you lots and lots of intentions and lots of people to pray for, and that is great.
Yeah.
And we'll get started in a moment. I'm just going to tell people, if you're listening, you've got Kay on the job this morning, okay? Kay is a force of nature when it comes to this prayer. Lots of good things happen when we have her on praying. So now's your moment. You should be burning down our telephone lines on 888-928-0881. Or you can text me on 251-928-2111. We'll take your call, take your text straight away, get it out there, and Kay and I will pray for it this morning, this Monday morning. And as Kay and I say every time we get together, what have you got to lose? And what might you gain? Okay. Well, if you're parked up and not driving now, Kay, I guess we better start.
Okay, let's go.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Okay, Kay, first decade, who or what would you like us to pray for?
Okay. This one is very, very special, and it's very bittersweet. Our nun, Sister Ann Brady, who has been with us at St. Dominic's for 59 and a half years, I think she was only 25 when she came from Ireland, is moving back to her Convent of Mercy in Ireland, and she leaves on Wednesday. And I asked her, I said, Sister, do you mind if I ask for safe travels for you? Because I think this will be the last time that we will be seeing her, because Sister Ann's just turned 85, and she doesn't mind me saying any of this because I already asked her permission. But we had a big reception for her, and I'll start getting emotional, but we had a really big reception for her at St. Dominic's, and I never was taught by her, but she had so many students that came, and of course parishioners like myself that have known her forever, and she's just been such a cornerstone, you know, for us at St. Dominic's. But it's time for her to go back, and God bless her. And so I said, now, sister, I said, the man that I say that Divine Mercy Chapel with, I said, that runs it, is, I said, his name is Kevin Turley. I said, he's in London, but he's originally from Ireland. And I said, he's probably going to ask me, where is the convent? And I knew it was in Northern Ireland. And she said, to tell you, Kevin, it's in Newry, N-E-W-R-I.
I know Newry well. Okay.
Okay.
I grew up about 20 minutes from there.
Did you really? Yeah. Well, if you're over there, I mean, run by to see her sometime, because she's going to be there now to the, her, well, you know, the rest of her life. But her name is Sister Ann Brady.
If you get the chance, Kay, before Sister Ann leaves on Wednesday, I know she's probably very busy, doesn't want to, but if she ever wants to have a brief chat on her, just about to say goodbye to everybody in Alabama through Archangel Radio, I'd be delighted to meet her at least briefly on her.
Okay. I'll ask her, but like you say, she's leaving Wednesday morning, so...
She's busy. She's busy. Well, look, let's pray this decade for Sister Ann, okay? And let's give thanks for all her many, many years of service to the people of Alabama and her witness and all the people she taught. But also let's pray for all the people she's leaving behind. And that, as you say, it's bittersweet for the moment, But there'll come a day when we'll all be together one way or the other. I'm absolutely certain of that. But for now, let's pray for Sister Ann. Okay, would she be listening by any chance this morning?
No, she's in a Daughters of Mary meeting right now, but she can maybe hear the playback.
Yeah. Okay, well, if you're listening, Sister Ann, this decade, Kay has very happily and very dearly brought you to our attention this morning. We're going to pray for you for a very, very safe travel back to Ireland. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Thank you very much, Kay. Okay, for this second decade, we're going to pray for our guest this morning, Shevin McCulloch, and we're going to pray especially for his mission to young people and the success of something like Studio 316, much needed for 7 to 12-year-olds. We're also going to pray for everybody who's going to be going to World Youth Day. As you heard, Kay and I, unfortunately, this year we're not going to be there. But there's going to be many, many others that are. And lots of youth leaders, lots of priests, lots of sisters that will be bringing their young charges there. And I've just written an article for the National Catholic Register about World Youth Day and how it has radically changed people's lives. And I include myself in that over the years. So we're going to pray for lots of fruit from this wonderful World Youth Day, which is taking place in Portugal. And you know what else took place in Portugal, don't you, Kay?
Fatima.
Correct. So Our Lady is going to be praying very, very much for these young people, and we pray that they will come back on fire with the Holy Spirit and with a desire to spread the gospel amongst young people and not so young people.
Yes.
Shall we pray for that, Kay?
Yes. Can I ask you real quick, too, did you say you wrote the article in National Catholic Register?
I've just written it for the National Catholic about, I interviewed some people that had been on World Youth Day and how
okay,
it changed
no,
their lives.
No, I get it. I get the paper. I get the National Catholic Register. So I just wanted to, great. I look forward to reading it.
Okay. So let's pray for everybody going. And anybody, especially from the Archdiocese of Mobile, anybody who's traveling overseas now to Portugal in the coming weeks or days, we pray for safe travels for everybody.
I know
Eternal
one fellow
Father,
that's going is Andrew Wentworth going, so pray for him.
And is he going from a parish or a youth group or something like that?
I know he's going from Corpus Christi. So.
Okay. Well, we pray for Andrew and everybody from Corpus Christi that's going to World Youth Day, but especially for anybody going to from Archdiocese Mobile. And if you're listening to this and you know somebody who is going to World Youth Day, let us know this week and next. So we can pray for them. We can pray that they will have a safe journey, everybody involved, but also that it will be a very fruitful journey for all concerned.
Yes.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world,
for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Thank you very much, Kay. Okay, so for this third decade, Kay, who or what would you like us to pray for?
Okay, I've got a couple here. Tom Riello, who's on the live hour every Wednesday, a very dear friend of mine that teaches theology up in Montgomery Catholic. His wife, Christine, is going to be having hip surgery. I don't have a specific date yet, but just please continue to pray for her that she gets the hip surgery done, as Tom told me to say, sooner than later. And he also asked for prayers for a good friend of, yes, and he also asked me to pray for a good friend of his named Flynn that has a broken leg, and they just had to put a rod in his leg. So I'm sure that's he's going through quite a bit of pain, to say the least.
Sorry, Kay, did you say that was called Flynn? Did you say his name was?
His name is Flynn, yeah. F-L-Y-N-N.
Flynn, yes. Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
So we got Christine with her hip surgery, and we got Flynn with his leg.
Right. And then another parishioner who we all love at St. Dominic's, her name's Alani. She doesn't mind me saying her name. She has battled breast cancer, has gotten really good results from the chemo. And as a precaution, they're going to do a lumpectomy on her on August the 3rd. So she also said it was okay for me to call out her name and to ask for everybody's prayers, especially for her and for the surgeon on August the 3rd.
Okay. Well, these are very, very good intentions, Kay. They're very needed intentions, and they're people who it's really important that all of these medical issues are dealt with and go as well as we could ask for. And we ask for the grace of God to come into these situations, the divine mercy to enter into these situations for all concerned, that there will be healing, miraculous healing, if that be God's will, in these situations. And that all concerned will have, for the very least, the peace of Christ, the peace of the Sacred Heart in their hearts as they await surgery or as they go through these various treatments.
Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Thank you very much, Kay. Okay, we've had a number of texts come through. I've had a text asking for prayers for a young woman called Lynn who has had recently been diagnosed with lung cancer. And prayers are asked for Lynn at this time. I've had another text in asking for the healing of a relationship between two sisters. There's been a year, it says, of misunderstanding. So we pray that those two sisters will be reconciled in the Lord. And there's another request in for a work issue, which is difficult for the individual concerned. And also I've been asked to pray for two sisters, one of whom is suffering health issues and has had to be taken to hospital. Her name is Bridget, and her sister is asking for prayers for her at this time. So we pray for that as well. We pray for those two sisters as well, that somehow that the Lord will help them at this time. We ask St. Luke, patron saint of doctors, to be with us and pray with us on all these intentions. And I'd also like to remember our good friend Dr. Amal, who is searching for work, having been fired from her employment in a hospital last week in Belgium. So yeah. We pray for her as well. Pray that the Lord will guide her to wherever he wants her to go. So there's a combination of needs here now, Kay. There are family issues, work issues, health issues. We place them all in the divine mercy together.
Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Thank you very much, Kay. Okay, believe it or not, we have come to our fifth and final decade. I'm going to come back to you for the last word, Kay, in just a moment. But I'm going to turn to Reed, because I believe, Reed, you have the prayer intentions for St. Lawrence Parish.
I sure do, Kevin. We've got quite a few anonymous intentions here, so I'll start to go through them. Mm-hmm. We have a mom who is praying for her son, Mark, that he has the strength to do his work and have proper rest. Mm-hmm. We have a person who is praying for... Oh, it's Mimi, who is actually praying for Bill to receive the best possible care at MD Anderson Cancer Center. Mm-hmm. And then there is a mother who is praying for her son to come back to Jesus and be healed.
Mm-hmm.
There's a wife and daughter who want to pray for all souls in purgatory, as well as the sinners in her home and family.
Mm-hmm.
There's a mother who wants to pray for her daughter, Rosa. And then another mother and grandmother would like to pray for reconciliation between their family.
Yep.
And then we also have Mary, who wants to pray for Bruce, that he may be selected to attend a special ed school.
Yeah.
And we have Ruth praying for the repose of the souls of Beth Link and Vicky Andrus. And then just a couple more anonymous ones. We have one praying that that all troubled marriages, that the husbands and wives can remember why they were married and work through the difficulties.
Amen.
We have one praying for healing, comfort, and tranquility. And then we have one who is praying for his or her dad to come home. And then the last one here is an anonymous one for this person's husband to stop his affair, and they pray that their marriage will be restored.
Amen. Thank you very much, Reid. That's an amazing collection of heartfelt prayers, and I'm sure, Kay, like me, you're delighted to be able to pray for each and every one of these.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, final word comes to you, Kay. Who do you want us to add into this final and fifth decade?
Okay. I know I've spoken about her before. My niece, Jennifer. She and her husband are expecting baby number 8. They're due August the 8th, but maybe a little bit earlier. She always, you know, she has difficult pregnancies, but she seems like she's doing much better now. Just, you know, pray that her delivery goes well. I may be on the air before she delivers, so just continue prayers, you know, for her and her husband. And she has 7 kids, and this will be baby number 8. And while speaking of that, I honestly want to pray, because there are so many married couples, young married couples, that are praying that they will get pregnant. And so just pray to the good Lord to, you know, look after them and maybe bring them a child either the natural way or through adoption, because I just think that's important for them too, because they are suffering, some of them in silence, and but you just know that they are wanting to have a baby. So if anybody, a young couple that's out there, just pray that that the good Lord will grant, you know, will give them a child, either naturally or through adoption.
I think that's a beautiful intention, Kay. And we'll definitely pray for Jennifer. And let's keep Jennifer in our prayers up until August 8th. Even if you're not on air, text me and let us pray for Jennifer in these coming weeks. Okay, let's put all this together in this fifth and final decade, as we see.
Yes.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasure of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. O my Jesus,
I trust in you.
O my Jesus,
I trust in you.
O my Jesus,
I trust in you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Kay, thank you so much for coming on today and praying with us. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear your voice again.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. It's an honor and a privilege, and I just love everybody on Archangel Radio, and y'all are doing great, great things. Just continue being who you are, and what you're doing. God bless y'all.
Thank you so much, Kay. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be speaking to the good people from Angel Studio. They're the people behind Sound of Freedom. Stay tuned to the Tele Frequency here on Archangel Radio.
Well, I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen.
Welcome back to the Tele Frequency here, live and exclusive on Archangel Radio. It's great to have your company this Monday. Now, if you've just been listening to the last 30 minutes, you will have heard us praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and that's something we do on this station every single day at 9 a.m. Central Time, and you're invited to join us. And you can send through your prayer requests, and we will pray for you all the time.
We're having just a little bit of trouble getting in touch with Mr. Giese. Sorry about that, Kevin.
That's okay. No, there's no problem, Reed. I'll tell you what, while we're trying to get hold of him, maybe we'll briefly set the stage. What do you reckon? By playing that short video, which gives a little bit of idea of Angel Studios, what they're about. If we get hold of Jared Giese, great. If we can't, I'll speak about some of the issues, some of the challenges that face people like Jared and the good folks at Angel Studios. So let's just backtrack a little bit. At the start of the show, we talked about all things Hollywood, do you remember? And we talked about last weekend's box office and how the movie Sound of Freedom continues to defy the odds and the industry that turned its back on this increasingly popular and indeed very profitable movie. And the people we have to thank for this particular sort of box office success is the people who distribute movies. And in this case, it's Angel Studios. But who are they? And how does such a studio work? Well, before we hopefully meet our next guest, let's take a listen to this little audio clip, which will just give you a little idea of the way in which they approach it. And remember, these are the people who are behind TV series like The Chosen as well, okay? So if we could play audio file 4, Reed, just to give an idea of the thinking behind Angel Studios.
Sure thing, Kevin.
Now is your chance to discover the next hit series or movie. Below you will see a series of torches. Torches are show prototypes that have passed the Angel Guild, an exclusive community of hitmakers from all around the world who only greenlight about 6% of submissions. A good example of a successful torch is The Shepherd, a low-budget short film about the nativity story. In 2017, after Hollywood gatekeepers rejected The Shepherd, tens of thousands of people, just like you, watched The Torch and decided to help turn it into a multi-season series now called The Chosen. The Chosen has since become a smash hit, being seen over 500 million times, earning over $100 million and 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's the fastest growing independent TV show in the world. The crowd works. And The Chosen's not a one-off. Tens of thousands more have greenlit projects like Dry Bar Comedy, The Shift, The Wing Feather Saga, and the award-winning Tuttle Twins Show. Why do we call these prototypes torches? In 1871, a French artist named Frederick Bartholdi was so touched by the idea of American freedom that he wanted to build the world's biggest statue in honor of the world's biggest idea. But the U.S. and French governments wouldn't fund it. So Frederick invented crowdfunding, the novel idea that instead of a lot of money coming from one person, you could have a little money coming from a lot of people. He started by scrounging together enough money to build just the torch of the Statue of Liberty. He then used this prototype to ignite a movement that inspired hundreds of thousands of people across France and America to fund over $15 million to build the rest of Lady Liberty. And thus, Frederick not only created the Statue of Liberty, he also invented crowdfunding. This is why we call these short films torches. They are a metaphor for what we're trying to do here at Angel. That's why Angel Studios' logo is inspired by the original crowdfunding story. Do you see the robes of Lady Liberty in the background, or the color of the statue's original copper in the logo, or her crown in the movie lights? Watch these torches and express interest in the one you believe will be the next big hit.
Okay, so that's Angel Studios. Now, what that is, in a nutshell, is a kind of pitch doc, but it's a pitch doc for investors. And as you heard, there's a couple of key phrases that you heard the young man who was fronting that video talk about. And one of them was the Hollywood gatekeepers. Do you remember he said that? And the Hollywood gatekeepers are the people who decide what films are greenlit in the industry jargon or not. So what does that mean? Well, listen, I've been there in this world of film, and it's a long trail of tears, because what it is lots of little film companies trying to get their product to market. And they do that by trying to get somebody to invest in their script, in their idea, in their project. And the quickest way to do that is obviously to get a big studio like Warner's, Paramount, MGM, Disney, Sony, whoever. Get one of those people behind it and suddenly you're home and dry, right? You haven't got a problem after that in some ways. The problems after that are artistic, because after that, the big studios take your ideas and they can change them, do what they like with them. They're the people with the money. They'll do whatever they want. So the little guys, the people who come along with an idea which is not within the Hollywood frame of reference, story that's slightly unusual, or it's something which we keep coming up against, something which Hollywood's, it doesn't share Hollywood's values. So if it's something about the gospel, something about the family, something about life and its beauty and its sanctity, then you can almost bet money that Hollywood is going to say no thanks, because it doesn't share Hollywood's values, which are the polar opposite of that. Okay. We all know that, and we've talked about that. And that's why you have such films as Barbie Dolls and Atomic Bombs. You know, that's where Hollywood is. Make of that what you will. That's where they're up to. So the Hollywood gatekeepers. So what Angel Studios is doing is that it is stepping around the Hollywood gatekeepers. What it's doing is sort of circumventing that whole process, if not upending it. And saying, well, we've got the money, we've got the funders, we can connect the creative talent, say the people behind The Chosen or the people who made Sound of Freedom, we can connect those with the people who have money. Because in the world of cinema, like in so much else in the world of business, it's all about the money, honey. And that's what this is all about in essence. So the likes of Angel are very, very important as disruptors to the world of cinema. Now, if you go on their website, Angel Studios, you will see that they have a whole host of projects that are, shall we say, partways funded, altogether funded, being released, about to be released. But they are in a position where now they are in a very, very good, a very strong position now to start to make other product. Because, as you know, there's nothing like success to breed more success. And the profits that this team will have made from Sound of Freedom alone will be tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars. And that will all be plowed back into other TV and film projects. So this is good news. It's good news for people who want to make films which are about family values or about the gospel, or reflect what you and me and many other Americans across the world actually believe in, as opposed to having this sort of nonsense, the drivel that is being promoted in films like Barbie. I mean, I'm not sure what values are being promoted in a film like that, but I can almost bet money that the people who listen to Archangel Radio, and indeed the people who work on it, are a million miles away from Barbie dolls and all the other excretions that come with that movie. So can you see how this works? Films, as I keep saying on this show, are all about money. If you can make money at a film, most people will green light it. But the people in Hollywood, those Hollywood gatekeepers, as was said in that short video, are the people who are preventing certain films being made. When was the last time you saw a Hollywood film that supported, that celebrated ordinary family life? Husband, wife, kids, hardworking, good people, honest people, patriotic people, religious people. Doesn't matter what religion, but religious people believe in God, believe there's morals. When was the last time you saw a movie out of Hollywood that promoted or celebrated something which is the norm? That's what most Americans, or a lot of Americans, I should say most, but a lot of Americans are living that way, or at least trying to live that way, right? When was the last time you saw something like that? 60, 70 years ago, all the films that came out of Hollywood, or the vast majority of them, either celebrated or reflected that reality. But for some reason, Hollywood's gone through this kind of strange metamorphosis and become not so much a reflector of society as wanting to change society. You heard that rather sinister quote that we heard at the top of the show, where the Barbie doll movie is a lot of candy floss, but with a lot of poison added to it, or just enough poison to get it past the censors and the mums and dads who will be bringing their little daughters to watch the Barbie movie. It's really quite sad, isn't it? So Angel Studios are a ray of light on this front, and we were hoping to speak to somebody from them this morning, if for no other reason, to congratulate them on the success of Sound of Freedom, which may be a real game changer. Because remember last week we talked about the woes of Disney? Do you remember? Instead of Disneyland, we were talking about Dismal Land and the fact that they had lost, by all reckoning, they will lose at least $1 billion this year in various ill-fated movie franchises or attempts at movies that they've put out. And the amount of criticism and mockery they're getting from some of their future projects, like this woke version of Snow White, things are not looking good for Disney, which is all the more ironic, given that it was Disney that tried to cold storage Sound of Freedom. That's right. Disney had the rights to distribute the movie in the same way Angel Studios are doing now, but they chose not to. They chose to shelve the movie, and hopefully nobody would notice. But the producers did notice, and they came forward, and they decided that they would go down a different route, and that's where Angel Studios came in. Angel Studios came in, worked with the producers, they bought back the rights, and then Angel Studios worked with the producers so that the film could be released. Because there is nothing more frustrating for a filmmaker than to have spent maybe years on a project, a film project, actually produced a work of art, something that they feel very much involved with, only for it to sit on the sidelines for weeks, months, and maybe even years. never to get released at all if Disney had its way. That is the worst nightmare for any filmmaker. So I'm sure they were very, very happy when an angel appeared, namely Angel Studios. I'm sure you, like me, have noticed that the name Angel Studios has a certain ring to it. A nice ring to it, I have to say. It's just a shame Angel Studios weren't involved in talk radio. Then we could give them a ring and say, hey, have you heard of Archangel Radio? We could do with a few shillings. Okay. Let's find out from Reed. Reed, what do you make of all of this Hollywoodisms? And did anybody you know who went to Barbie this weekend or Oppenheimer or even Sound of Freedom?
I know just a couple people around Archangel who said they've seen Sound of Freedom. Actually, me and Mike were planning on going to see a movie this afternoon.
Yeah, we were planning on seeing Sound of Freedom, but I told my daughter Stella wanted to go see Barbie, and so I promised her, we'll go see Barbie, and Reed's going to tag along.
I got invited to Sound of Freedom, but now it's
Barbie.
Now it's Barbie.
I'm just kidding, Kevin. Kevin just had the biggest sigh of relief ever.
Yeah.
You can hear the mic drop at this end.
But yeah, we're planning on going to see Sound of Freedom here in just a little bit.
I was just about to pull the cord and say, get me Ellen on the phone. We need an executive decision. Sound of Freedom. That's great. Well, listen, if you're both going to see it today, that's fantastic, because then we can all have a little review tomorrow of what you actually think about it. But Mike, putting your different hat on, putting your voice actor act hat on,
right.
You must be really kind of impressed with people like Angel Studios, but also people like the 316 studio people, because these are all entities that are employing actors, actresses, voice artists. You know, it's a means of work outside of the Hollywood establishment, right?
It really is, and I think it's a great way to bring actors who, you know, are indifferent to Christianity into the fold, and it's a way for them to have that opportunity to evangelize, to reach out to those again who are non-Christian or different. Indifferent to Christianity, and obviously you don't have to worry as an actor. You don't have to worry about your image being replicated by AI. I spoke, I think it was last week or week before last, about the actor strike, and I've taken a different, position on it now that I've researched it and read really what it's all about. And I do support.
So just for anybody listening, Mike, when you spoke a week or so ago, when you mentioned it, you were sort of sympathetic to the strikers. Am I right? You were sort of you thought this was a justified strike action.
Yeah. It is justifiable. I think last time I spoke and I said I don't really go along with it. I thought it was more about money, which 9 times out of 10 it probably is. Justifiable higher wages. Okay, but the AI. Look, background acting extras on Screen Actor Guild projects. Okay, that's a way for actors to try to get into the business, to try to get into the Screen Actors Guild, because you have to pretty much be with the Screen Actors Guild to be taken seriously in Hollywood, to get the rates, the residuals that you wouldn't otherwise get if you were non-union, okay? And you have to, in order to do that, you have to work on a SAG project and get like 3 SAG vouchers, and then pay the registration fee. But that's, again, in order to make it a career, to make a career out of acting, especially in L.A., New York, the major markets, you have to be, it's really hard, you have to be a part of SAG to do it in order to be taken seriously, because they won't hire non-union actors unless they can find, you know, if they can't find a union actor to do a background extra role or whatever, to have a couple of lines, then they have to, you know, they have to Taft Hartley an actor, a non-union actor, into the fold in order for them to participate, in the Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah, I mean, there's various predictions at the moment, Mike, about how long this strike will last. What's your prediction? You know this sort of world.
I don't think it'll last that much longer. I really don't. Just because AI is so, I mean, I know it's being developed and all, but it's, I think we're still a ways from that, and I don't think people will. I think actors protect, you know, but we protect our own, and we have to have background actors in projects, and a lot of companies production crews, they may not have access to that AI technology. I think it's more, right now, it's more of a threat than it is anything. And so I just don't see it, I don't see it lasting as long.
Okay, well, there you have it from one actor, Mr. Mike Romano. So,
yeah, it's been a lot of fun today, Kevin.
Yes, it's been fun.
Stephen McCullough, absolutely. He was very interesting. He's a real ball of energy.
Totally. Couldn't you feel it?
I am not like that. If I went around like that, I'd probably be ready to quit what I was doing in about 20 minutes. But, hey, man, that's why everybody has a different personality, and it really works well for what he's trying to do. And I do feel like you, with kids, you've got to have that energy to disarm them, he was talking about.
Absolutely. Disarm them in the public schools as well sometimes.
Well, what do we have coming up tomorrow?
Well, we have writer and academic Paul Kengor, who's going to be looking at the very troubled history of slavery and the Catholic Church.
Excellent. Well, I'm excited to hear more.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, if you've enjoyed listening to us today, we've enjoyed having you listen to us. So let's do it all again, same time, same frequency, same me. So until then, may St. Joseph watch over you and all those you love, and until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.